All right. We're back from eating turkey.
And it's been a while.
It's been a while.
Man, am I full.
I am full as well. Yeah. Did you eat a lot of good turkey this week?
I did. Went over to Grandma's and we ate like kings.
Very good. I'm glad to hear that.
Good.
Well, guys, we're back in the studio. Studio 37 and a half B.
On the Sunset Strip.
Yes.
Let's just dive right into some topics.
Let's do it.
This is, we're finishing up Thanksgiving weekend, and of course, every Thanksgiving weekend, you know, the Thanksgiving holiday, what a beautiful day. You look at the history of the day, there's a lot of significance, a lot of meaning to the day.
I don't care about the history. All I know is I get to eat, watch football, and sleep.
But the meaning behind the day is very good. It's very beautiful. And all of that greatness.
Would you say it's lovely?
I would say that it's lovely. Okay, all of the greatness of Thanksgiving, thrown down the toilet the next day on Black Friday when we all start acting like wild, savage animals.
So, did you guys actually get up and go anywhere?
I had to work.
No, I got a great deal.
You had to work that day? Yeah. Like at 6 in the morning or 4 in the morning?
I had to be there at 4:30. I was strolling into work at 4:15.
That's awful.
With a line wrapped around. I work at the Office Max in New Orleans. So
I was at your Office
City.
Max and I bought stuff.
There's a Circuit City there and a Walmart. And, you know, Circuit City had a ton of stuff going on.
And, so at 4:30, how long was the line? How many people?
If you've been to this one, you'll know that it was past. You'll know what I mean when I say it was, like, by Fashion Bug.
Wow. So that far down. Just for Office Max or Circuit City?
Wait, just for Circuit City.
Okay.
We didn't have that good of an ad.
Okay. All right.
Well, that's too bad. Sorry you had to work. That's kind of stinky.
Man, well, yeah, I had to work, but not for Black Friday.
I wanted to get up, but I was
Dan Ryan was about as bare as you will ever see it.
You had to work?
Yeah, I had to work.
You know. Sorry to hear that.
But it was nice. I got to work in 20 minutes.
I didn't have to work.
Did you guys see the traffic that they had, I think, by Woodfield Mall? It was insanity.
I didn't see any of it.
By the way, anybody who's out at 4 in the morning shopping, you are insane.
Yes.
Just a little.
Clinically.
Yep.
Clinically. And the Aldo School of Medicine.
No doubt.
I went to your Office Max. I got that Pro Duo adapter with the SD card for my digital camera because Sony makes those memory sticks. Well, I got the adapter for like $20 for a gig of memory.
No,
and then I got a gig
deal.
Flash drive for $12. And not that ugly red one that I was in there last time for. Yeah, it was hideous.
Was it a pretty pink?
No, I got a SanDisk one that was very nice and sleek. So
sleek.
Proud of it.
Wow.
Sleek.
That's
Merrill.
What you look for in your electronics. Sleek.
You know what? That ugly red thing by whatever generic company for like $6, I did not spend an ad on
Yeah,
that.
Sony?
It's awful. No, it wasn't Sony.
No, it wasn't. I think it was, I don't know who it was, but it wasn't them.
Something terrible.
Well, good. I'm glad that you guys are busy working on Black Friday.
Yeah.
Me, what was I at? Oh, I went to the in-laws on Friday. I checked all the ads beforehand because I wanted to go and, that's my problem is I'm all talk. I'll look and I'm like, oh, I need to get that. Oh, I need to do this. But then the morning comes and I'm like, I'll just go to sleep.
Right. Eventually, nothing is worth getting up at 4 a.m.
Yeah. There was a couple
mess with
things.
Messing traffic.
I will say this.
Idiots.
Costco had like a 50-inch like plasma or LCD TV for $200. That's worth it.
Here's the deal, though. Here's the deal. That wasn't a quality piece of electronical equipment.
$200 is better than anything else I'm going to get.
Yeah, but it's going to break down on you in like a year. They're not throwing down Sony. You're not getting Sony or Mitsubishi plasmas for $200.
It'll last you longer than a year.
It's some off-brand.
You want to fight?
Generic.
It'll last you longer than a year.
When there's like a fiery hole in your wall.
Yeah, exactly. It explodes.
The TV's just gone. And there's
why is my TV on fire?
Well, call us in with your Black Friday stories. Let us know if you're insane and you went out and did some shopping. I just know that like the problem with that day is like by 7 o'clock or even 6 o'clock, everything's destroyed in the stores. Like you don't want to go.
And here's the deal. You know what? At 3 a.m., if you're getting up at 3 a.m., The sad reality is this: half those people that are in those stores haven't showered, maybe even more. So you're going to these places, and everybody's tired. You're still groggy. Everybody smells, especially the people that have been in line since midnight.
They haven't brushed their teeth.
It's not an enjoyable experience. To save $50 on some stuff, not worth it.
Yeah, no,
I'll go online.
I hear you. There's my clicking
there
again.
There you go. I'll go online.
Which we need to get to. We need to get to. Yeah. So
in due time. I'm gonna.
Can I interrupt right there?
Go right ahead. I was pretty much finished.
Okay, I'm sorry. Here we go. Well, we got some voice message feedback that we're going to hit right now, and Rob Dillman called us, and he had this
to
say.
The Dillbilly.
The Dillbilly, I guess, is his nickname. Which,
oh, there's many of them.
You know.
But now he's going to call in with one of my nicknames.
Hey, this is Rob Dillman, a youth alumni, as it were. I'd like to weigh in on the whole Merrill mumbling issue. He doesn't really mumble all that much. He's mostly coherent. But, yeah, occasionally you can't really understand them. Either way, I'd actually like to talk about how it sounds like Eric seems to be web browsing in the background. You hear the sort of click from Internet Explorer during the show. It happens just about every show. What's Eric doing? Is he, I don't know, checking up on his fantasy team? Either way, I'll see you guys later. Bye.
All right, well, I need to just clarify. That's just a weird thing my computer does.
It's not every computer. You can turn that off.
You keep telling me that, but until you tell me how, it's going to be clicking.
We're gonna take, boys and girls, you can go to the bathroom, and we're going to take a brief 5-minute break. I'm going to show them how to turn the sounds off, and then we'll get right back to this regularly scheduled podcast.
Mr. Office Max or Office Depot or Crazyville.
We're all the same.
So anyway, that was our first feedback from Rob.
I am coherent.
We appreciate you calling.
Confirmed.
And Rob, thanks for listening. He's one of our faithful listeners down at school.
Absolutely. He's got us programmed in his cell phone. Saw it the other day.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I was looking through and I saw Crew, and I was like, oh, that's very flattering.
That's very cool. So we appreciate that, Rob. You rock. Thanks for calling in. And we got this really hot girl that called in. Check this out.
Why is my mom calling in?
Hello, this is Bethany Patrice Gafford calling. And I think there should be an Italian Bible, because I could listen to Joe Pesci talk for like 3 days. He would be the best, number one. Number two, this whole animal thing, I hate animals, and I don't think they should be allowed in homes. That's all. Okay, bye.
And if you thought the King James Version was vulgar, Joe Pesci.
Yeah, really. I don't know what she's listening to. I mean, you can't really listen to him for very long without getting an earful of...
It would add a little zest to the Bible.
Yeah, it'd make it more colorful, that's for
sure.
Trying to make it colorful, that would be the way to go.
Yeah, definitely be colorful.
I think we've established that no matter what anybody says, animals need to die.
No.
So, anyway, all right. Should we continue on? Do you have any more comments to Bethany?
An Italian Bible would be interesting. The problem is everybody sounds the same, sadly. So you'd have Joe Pesci, you'd have De Niro, Pacino... The guy who plays Tony Soprano, and who else, you know?
And then you'd get them saying, like, for God so loved the world, love the world.
Right, they would repeat themselves, and you wouldn't know who's who. Ray Romano could do it, but then again, they all the same voices. I mean, similar voices, I should say. Not much
Forget
differentiation.
Yeah. Forget about it. You want to be my disciple? Forget about it.
Jesus, how are we going to feed the 5,000?
Yeah, forget about it. That's great. What a great expression. It means everything. There's a movie where they talk about it. They talk about the expression, forget about it, how it uses for everything. You know, it's like, forget about it. Like, no worries. Be quiet. So here's
it just takes on the overall. Basically, you can adapt it to whatever you want it to mean.
That's what I love about those Italians. They can do whatever they want. We got another caller here from one of our leaders. Actually, she was the first one to call in. So I think she's supposed to be... Didn't we say that? That she's going
to
be a caller in?
She's the next guest.
She's our next guest, so we're giving it to her.
The Christmas edition.
We're giving it to her, so here's the mystery caller.
Hey, guys. This is Lana. Just wanted to call in, say hey, and asking when are you going to invite me to come on? Can't wait. Looking forward to it. And say hey to my youth group, my small youth group, the girls. I love you, girls. I'll see you Wednesday. Bye.
Question. But I don't think she realized that she was the first person.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how that works. We should do a petition. Like, if keep Lana off the podcast, or
funny.
That would be. I'm just kidding, Lana. I'm just kidding. But seriously, if you want to keep Lana off the podcast,
podcast of prayer.
So I'd be good.
We joke because we love.
So anyway, yeah, Lana, we got to have you on. You're our next. You are our first caller in, so you get to be our next visitor.
Yo, Crewcasters, this is Sam. I think you guys should do a whole segment on junior high stories. Aldo and I have some really great ones. Later.
Sam, did you call when you were in line at Black Friday? Because it
yeah,
sounded
really.
Like you made that call at like 3 a.m.
She sounds like she's doped up on something, like
sleepy.
She's had too much NyQuil or something.
I just want to say...
That would be great.
You guys...
Later.
You guy's the guy, right?
Junior high stories.
You guys have any junior high stories?
I've got the junior high story that everybody knows, which is kind of like...
I don't know this story. I don't know any of all those stories.
Junior high church. For those of you who don't know, junior high church, fun place to be on a Sunday morn. I was down there a few years ago. I was wearing braces at the time. And there was some sort of deal. If Sam was here, she'd
I would have loved to have seen that. Can I just say
this whole
that's
moment.
All? I'm sorry.
I've got pictures.
I'm sure you
did. Say the ladies enjoyed it. I will say that.
I don't want to go there.
They didn't. So we're down there, junior high church, and I am. There's this game, like a relay race. Not a relay race, but you've got to run to something. The first one to run to this particular section of the area of the room with the correct answer wins. And so I'm in a race with I don't know whom. And I think the question was, what is the verse that's on the table that's used for communion? And so I, of course, being the Bible scholar that I am, knew what that was and started running up
there. Rob, I'll tell you what it was.
Here's the deal. I did not know that the person next to me had no clue. But I didn't care, so I didn't even look over. I knew what it was, so I was like, I'm going to run up there.
That's the team play. That's the way to do it. Right. You give it your all.
I gave 120%, as the athletes like to say.
Good.
And, well, what happened was I was wearing dress shoes at the time. That floor is a little slippery, and I was a little clumsy. I trip and I fall, and I hit my face in such a way that my lip, like my teeth and my braces, hit on the side of the table, and my lip gets caught in my braces. So I come out and I'm bleeding, and they're like, "How you feeling? Are you okay?" And I couldn't really speak very well, so I'm like, "Hey, I need to get to the bathroom. I got a net stuck in my braces."
Mom,
that's hilarious.
They had to actually get my parents just
did
to make sure.
Did you get the answer right?
I did.
Very
good.
Get
the right answer. Well, and I got a little standing ovation
when I got
back.
Very good.
From wiping my bloodied face
That's
off.
That's awesome.
What was the best part of that story, though, was having to go to the orthodontist later that week. And he's like, "So how'd this happen?"
In church.
Well, it was at church, believe it or not. Really? What kind of church is that? Where do you go?
That's good. I went to bed at my friend's house in junior high.
I knew I shouldn't invite you over to a sleepover. I thought about
yes.
that. But.
It was amazing.
That's awesome.
Yep.
Where at? Like on a couch or something?
It was a pull-out bed, like a hide-a-bed.
Oh, man. And,
I mean, we were just having a sleepover. We were on the same bed, whatever. And there it was.
Like if it was on the floor or the couch. You didn't tell anyone?
No, I told him. I told him that night.
Did you just play it off as if like you spilled something?
No, I told him at night, and he was like, "Oh, don't worry about it. We'll get it in the morning." And the next morning, when
you don't
understand.
Ready, I'm sitting in that. I'm uncomfortable.
Yeah. Well, I moved after that. He was still in the bed.
Need to pee somewhere
on
else.
The other side.
did you do like that scene from Big Daddy where you just put newspaper over it?
Yeah. No.
I'll get
the whole night. He's just like.
So the next morning, though, we got up, and next thing I knew, he was putting the bed away. And I didn't want to say anything in front of his whole family. So later I made a comment about it. He's like, "Oh, you wet the bed?" He goes, "I thought you just spilled some water or something."
That's what you should have said.
I was like,
"Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what I meant.
Oh, yeah,
spill some water.
Yeah, wet it. Yep.
That's what I mean by wetting the bed."
So, yeah, that was a great story.
That's good.
That was good times. Good times.
And you said this was in college?
Yeah. No, that would be in junior high. That was junior high.
Meryl, you have any fun junior high stories?
Like
not that long ago
like
for you,
junior
Meryl.
High church or like – I was only in junior high church like 3 times.
I think we're looking for junior high stories. I don't
junior
think
high
we're specific
in general.
To junior high church, but
I don't think Pastor Eric took a pee in the downstairs.
If my memory serves me well, there was a time we had a basketball game at Grace Baptist. That's in, I believe, Kankakee, if I'm not mistaken. Well, anyways, I believe it was 7th grade, and there's this one kid. He always played soccer. And he always played basketball, so I saw him in all the sports. And he was going for, and he's just getting on my nerves because they were making fun of us because we all thought we were ghetto and came in with our high socks. And
yeah, I was all about high socks in junior high.
Oh yeah, I'll tell you what,
yeah, definitely not ghetto.
And so, anyways, he was going for the ball. It was a loose ball, and he was going for it at half court, and I was. And I if I remember correctly, I thought I just kind of like just shoved him to the floor, but I think Rob told me I hit him in the face. Because I remember I was sat down by our coach, and I remember Mr. Arnell not being at that game, which I kind of lucked out. I'm trying to think. That's not the best story I have, though.
Oh, geez.
I was going to say, is that a story?
No.
I'm, like, waiting for the kid to, like,
I just,
like
it's one of those times where we just,
something.
Like, this it goes in a conversation.
Fight.
I mean, just
well, I'm
that
sure
one.
Junior high was fun for you, Meryl.
Wow.
I'm trying, I can't.
Glad I knew you in junior high.
Yeah. You don't have anything. Meryl's got no stories.
Well, they're all at the expense of Rob. That's why.
Wow,
Meryl's
got nothing.
I got another story. In fact, there was a young guy who used to attend the church. This was back in junior high. In junior high church. Another JHC story. This kid had this What was the game we played at Winter Retreat this last year? With
Dodgeball?
No, with the egg.
Egg Blow.
Egg Blow, that's what it's called. Well, we're picking teams for Egg Blow, and we always like to have... We were stacked. We had the horses on our team. You know, we had the good, the strong athletes. And so who do we pick on our team?
Wait, why were you on that team?
Good point. Apparently you haven't seen my basketball shot. You know, I think I'd kill you in basketball. Nevertheless.
I will say this, Aldo. You were shooting about 6 months ago. I was very impressed. Because, I was like, wow, he's got a nice shot. So Merrill's shaking his head.
It's not aggressive. Not aggressive enough.
Well,
when you got the far shot, you don't need to be aggressive.
Yeah, I'm raining
all
threes all day. We have to throw a fire.
Does a Michigan uniform make you feel good?
It does.
There was a guy. This is totally. We're getting way off subject. There was a guy at my college. He was like one of those guys in college. He's like 40 years old, but he was like not just an older student. He was just not all there, like mentally. And his name, we called him Bingo because he'd be playing basketball. He was so terrible. Listen, here's why. He was a portly fellow, but he would shoot and he would
Bingo.
He would shoot with his, like, he wouldn't shoot right. He would bring the basketball all the way over one shoulder, the back of one shoulder, and
that's
like,
how Brad
shoots.
That's how Brad
O'Connell.
He would fling it from the three.
He would start calling Brad Bingo.
Listen,
now.
No, listen. He would do it from the three-point line, and every time he would shoot, he would go Bingo, Bingo, because he would think he would make it Bingo. So we called him Bingo. So, and he liked it.
His my head on the microphone.
That actually is a pretty good story.
So anyway,
that's very good.
Old Bingo. So Bingo is a good guy.
Well, so let me finish my junior high story.
Yeah, yeah.
So we bring this kid. You would think that from our team, all right, we had, I don't know, call it 6-7 people on our team. Who do we pick to do the egg blow? We pick the kid with the pacemaker.
Oh, no.
And the kid who's asthmatic. All right. So the asthmatic pacemaker kid is the kid that we pick to do the egg blow. So he gets in there and you know, he's going at it with this other competitor, and finally after about 3 minutes he just collapses to the ground, and we're like, what happened to him? Is he dead? And so for about 30 seconds we were like all serious, like, uh-oh, we think this kid might have died.
Oh no.
But then he arose and we started laughing uncontrollably because it was kind of funny the way he fell. But
wait,
he's doing fine now, and I think he's doing missionary work elsewhere. So
is he still asthmatic?
Good for him. I don't know. I should ask him.
Okay, this gentleman, knowing that he is asthmatic and has a pacemaker, why did he volunteer to do this?
Well, that's our team. You know, we're in junior high.
Yeah,
we're not scholars.
You just want to be in the front of the class.
Right, and I think he maybe volunteered, and we didn't think it through enough. We're like, yeah, go ahead, do it.
Well, I wasn't in junior high, but in fourth grade, and we're doing papier-mâché for something. We're doing papier-mâché animals. I don't know why we were doing it, but we're making these papier-mâché animals. All of a sudden,
so messy,
there's
the way.
This huge just thud. Like, boom. Courtney McCoy passes out. Like, just gone. I don't know if he was on meds and he didn't take them or something. He just out laying on the ground. This other guy, Brian Burkhart, looks over at him and goes, because the teacher goes, you know, so the teacher freaks out and runs out to get help. And Brian looks over at Courtney and goes, hey, Courtney, if you're dead, can I have your toys? Isn't that awful?
I wasn't in junior high.
We were all
high,
friends.
But it relates to... like a person playing a game who probably shouldn't be. Well, not shouldn't be, but it wasn't one of my finer moments. It was a camp, and there was somebody doing an running on the obstacle course, and I was getting all fired up. What else is new? And I was screaming at
meaning
this kid.
You were angry.
Not angry. Like, go! Just go! Like, stuff like that. And
being ridiculous,
I mean, it was just,
I think we call that.
Being ridiculous, fine. Jacob was there. He could testify to this. This kid, so I was yelling at this kid, and he only had one lung.
Oh.
So I was like, and I didn't know that until one of the kids on our team kept yelling at me, and then I was alerted later, and I was called an idiot by a few of my teammates.
But, probably rightly so, but then again, not really, though. I mean, how do you know
that? You didn't know that.
Well, I probably could have guessed because of the scar.
You are a horrible human being.
Yeah, you are mean. You're definitely
You're a
mean.
Human
definitely mean.
And then, of course, they nominate me for Mr. Lake Williamson. And, well, obviously, I didn't see that one.
Yeah, so I don't know. Junior high was an odd time for me, but as it is probably for most of us.
I say it is for everybody.
So I remember being sixth grade, though, going to my friend's house and playing with his toys. And that's the goofy thing about junior high is, like, especially sixth graders, is that you're still kind of like playing with toys, and but you're like, you know, you're too old for them, but you don't.
Yeah, it's that awkward transition.
One parent's like, I'll get it for you.
That's why we love
like,
junior hires. That's why we love you, junior hires. So anyway, all right, you guys got some? You got any news items or anything? Or you got any other stuff you want to talk about?
I got nothing. I thought maybe you were going to bring some news.
Something
stories.
Ridiculous I saw in the paper the other day, but I forgot.
Yeah, well,
I had it last week. But
you know what we do need?
Cause you guys been watching Dance with the Stars?
I have not been.
I just seen Emmett in his very girlish attire.
That is true. I was watching Access Hollywood the other day.
Very good.
And so I've got news because my ears are always to the Hollywood scene.
I don't know if you know that. There's one of those. It's two or five. One of those has the most obnoxious lady in the world. I don't know what it is.
Probably two.
One of them is pretty. The other one is obnoxious.
Yeah. You're talking about the one on Access Hollywood is nice looking. The other one is like 50 and annoying.
Insanely annoying. It's not the fact that she's not as attractive as the other one. It's just like...
It has nothing to do with that. Mary Hart, I think, is her name.
I have no idea.
Yeah,
and tonight on Access, whatever it is, the way she talks. I'm just like, oh.
Yeah, Jen Tesh used to be on Entertainment
Go ahead.
Weekly.
I'm sorry.
Nevertheless, you know, I got my ear to the Hollywood, what's going on down in Hollywood, and apparently Mario Lopez, Slater to the kids, all right, from Saved by the Bell. Is supposedly him and Britney Spears an item?
Yeah, I heard that. That's bizarre.
Wow, moving on.
Why do we always end up talking about Britney Spears on the show? Is there something about her, Aldo, that you like that I don't know about?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I like your music.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think that's what it is.
Here's a topic for Colin. Give us your five best Christmas songs, your five worst Christmas songs. Because the next podcast, we are going to dedicate a special section of the podcast to Christmas music.
I've got one we got to play. I got one already.
Because
so.
Here's the deal. Every artist makes Christmas music, and they shouldn't be. You know, if you're an artist, where's the rule that says that you make music, so therefore you must make Christmas music? You must cut a Christmas album.
No, they make music, then they want to make more money, so that's why they put a Christmas album out.
I'm holding out for the K-Fed Christmas.
Yeah.
Christmas is K-Fed.
We need to clarify this, though. I think we need to have them say if they know... Like, if there's a certain artist that sings that song, they need to include that.
Yeah, and maybe...
If you just like Silent Night, that's fine. But if you like Silent Night the way, like, a certain band does it, you need to let us know.
Sure.
Because, you know...
There's a lot of awful renditions of Silent Night out there.
I'm sure there are.
I'll just say this as a little preview to the next podcast. The best Christmas songs are the ones that are either traditional or the ones that have something to do about Jesus. Any of these contemporary, modern, secular Christmas songs?
Yeah.
Awful.
I know my worst one. I got my worst one. That's easy. Guess. Piece of cake. No, we'll talk about it later. Not on the show. Not on there.
That's next time.
So I have a pretty good idea.
We'll discuss it. We'll come up. We actually, you know what? Let's not talk about it at all. Let's come next time with our lists.
All right. And you do the same, listeners out there.
And we'll reveal our lists. And you call in and give us your lists, all right? Yeah, we'll give you our top five and our bottom five.
Oh, by the way, let me just say, when you were asking about Christmas traditions earlier tonight, every Christmas, I love waking up to Elvis. Elvis's Christmas album. My dad has it.
Really?
It's phenomenal.
So you're giving away
love
your music.
Well, I'm not giving away the songs.
Thanks. All right, good. Great. Well, that's true. You're not. Should we just call it a short podcast tonight, guys? Should we just do a quick one?
That's
just
fine with me.
Just tease the kiddies a little bit. I think that's probably a good idea. It's 9:30. It's a
pre-holiday treat.
I got to get some food. We don't have any other content. We don't want to bore you guys. And we just wanted to get some of our listener feedback. We are going to be a little decisive in what we put on and what we don't put on. And all right. I guess we're good. I'm tired. I'm hungry. We're going to go get some Nonas, I think.
Rock and roll.
Have a good couple days into December. Happy anniversary, Stone Church.
Yes,
craziness.
Yeah,
we can talk about
that. Happy 100th anniversary.
That's pretty crazy.
Stone Church.
You crazy cat, you.
Yeah. 100 years young.
with the world to offer. What's going to happen?
Hey, so, you know what?
Got a bright future in front of us.
How many churches are 100 years old?
Not many. Tell you what,
there's something to say about the longevity of this church. The fact that we're still around, the fact that we've weathered a lot.
The fact that we haven't destroyed each other.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think,
I'm excited.
I think there's,
should be a very good time this year. We're going to be celebrating all year round. Actually, we got to do a whole service on a Sunday night and some stuff in the morning on a Sunday. So it's going to be crazy. It's going to be good.
Nice. We're being invaded currently as we speak.
I think, yeah. So...
Oh, yes, call
our Crewcast number at 206-338-CREW and give us some feedback. We want to hear from you. Or you can email us at crewcast.podomatic.com and check us out there. Visit our website at thestonecrew.com. It's been a little slow there, so visit us, post some stuff. I'm tired. We're just dragging this thing into the dirt. Talk to you later. Peace.
Later.
Yep.
That's it. Oh, you guys are sad.
To call in again, but the fact is that your podcast is really more interesting than number theory. Either way, I'd like to lend my voice to comment on the idea of leaving all the voicemails until the end of the podcast. I think that is a terrible idea, and honestly, I would probably never listen to them because I don't like to hear giggling at any point of the podcast, but it is somewhat interesting if you guys reply to it and mock it a little bit. Regardless, take that for what it's worth. I'll see you guys later. Bye.